Hello, Your Honor, and welcome to Filled With His Love. About a week ago, I did not have one of my best days. In fact, it was pretty frustrating. I won't go into the details, but it was one of those days when nothing seemed to work. Every problem I tried to solve seemed to get worse after my efforts to solve it. I was not happy with myself, not happy with how I had reacted to things that should have been not so aggravating to me. I'll chalk it up to the fact that, you know, adjusting to a new culture and two different languages can be a little challenging. I even frustrated one of the workers in the store when I asked her if they carried whole wheat. She called on the phone to another worker and said, now she said to me in French, go to the whatever aisle. I couldn't understand the word she said. I didn't know what it was. So she said, there's a woman there who will help you. Well, I didn't know the word in French, and I didn't think she would be able to translate it into English since she did not speak English. So I was looking on Google Translate to see if I could find that word so I had nowhere to go. And that upset her, just my looking on the phone. She probably thought I was playing video games or something. I don't know. She came marching behind me and said, hey, that woman is waiting for you. You need to go now. So she marched me over. She didn't really want to come with me, but she came with me because she could see I didn't know where to go. And so, but she was not happy that I was making that other worker in the store wait. I could tell that that woman was not having a very great day either. And unfortunately, I had just added to her woes. One of my favorite statements from Elder Holland came to me that day after that difficult experience. That was just one of the difficult experiences I had. He said one time, the Lord knew what he was doing when he put a night between 2 days. Now, if you think about that, it's kind of it's a fun thing to think about. That's sometimes what we all need after a not so good day. We need to let sleep take over, let our brain wash itself, which it really does during the night, and then get up the next day and embrace it with a little more confidence that we can move beyond what happened yesterday. In fact, the next day turned out to be a powerfully good day. It wiped away the frustrations of the day before. If anyone had asked me how I was doing that day after, I might say, well, because it's not yesterday. Things are working out today. I'm grateful that I can put yesterday sometimes behind me. So my experience in the store showed that language can lead to misunderstandings. I had a hard time understanding her, and she misinterpreted me as I was trying to find something on my telephone so that I could follow her directions. But that happens even when we are both speaking our native tongue. Married couples misinterpret each other quite often. Language affects relationships. It can also affect them in very positive ways, of course. I like when I'm learning another language, I like to play with it so I can learn each day a few more words. And this works especially well with Tahitian. Because of the culture, Tahitians like to play with their language. And so, and my Tahitian is definitely rusty, so I have to initiate a little Tahitian and then they'll speak some to me. So few people in the U.S. speak Tahitian, so I'm trying to resurrect it a little bit now. Not because it's actually necessary for me, but because I think it helps with relationships. As the mission president once said to missionaries, Tahitian helps you as a missionary get inside their heart. So I've been playing around recently with ways to start a conversation in Tahitian so I can get some practice. So when I see somebody, for example, in a store, and I'm doing some shopping, which I do a lot here because we have to buy a lot of things for missionaries, like washing machines and beds and bed frames and fans and insect spray and rat poison, and the list goes on and on. So while I'm waiting to pay for things, I've stuffed into the basket. I say to the person next to me waiting in line, Ehatihuru, which in Tahitian means literally, what's your condition? It's the way they say, how are you? How are you doing? And they will always say, maitai, or maitai roa. Maitai means good. In other words, I'm doing good. And I found it interesting how people say they're doing very good. Most of the time they say, very good, I'm doing very good. And if they only say maitai, then I say, oh, maitai ri'i, which means you're only doing a little bit good. And invariably they'll say, no, 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 I'm doing maitai ro, I'm doing very good. Anyway, it's kind of playing with language. Now, here's the weird part of the conversation. My next phrase is no te ha, which means why. So after they tell me they're doing really well, I ask them, so why are you doing really well? It catches them off guard. I think if I did this in the Costco line while I'm waiting to pay back in the States, they would look at me and turn the other way. Maybe, I don't know. They would say, what are you doing? That is a weird thing to ask me why I'm doing well. No one ever says that. But I've never had anyone look back at me and say, you're weird. Why did you ask me that? No, they pause for a moment, but just for a brief moment, and then they say all sorts of interesting things. Here are some of their responses, and I'll just say them in English so you don't have to get tangled up with the Tahitian. So one woman said, because right now, I don't really have any problems. No troubles in my life right now. I liked that. To which I can respond in Tahitian, oh, that's really great. I'm glad to hear that. Then the cashier begins to ring up the purchases and the conversation ends. So brief in many ways, but so surprisingly meaningful. Here are some of the other responses I've had. Why do I feel good? Well, look outside. It's a beautiful day today. Another one said, you know, the reason I feel good is because I am continually happy. Another man the other day said, well, I'm feeling good because my work is over. I finished work today. And then I asked him, so what kind of work he does? And he told me about it. I didn't understand everything that he said. And then sometimes I don't understand everything they say back to me. But they love speaking Tahitian with me. And so I keep doing it. So let's dig a little deeper into what I've discovered. You're well aware of the power of gratitude in our lives. President Nelson has taught us powerfully about gratitude. In fact, I think all the prophets have said something about it. Just look up any prophet and put his name next to gratitude and see what you find. The principle is more important than we often think. And not that it matters that much, but psychologists have done tons of research on the power of gratitude in our lives, measuring its effect on our physical, emotional, and social well-being. It is a positive thing in our lives. So what I've discovered as I try to practice my Tahitian was that when I ask someone why they are feeling fine, I was in a very subtle way asking them what they're grateful for without using the term thankful or grateful. I was helping them remember the good things in their lives, the positive, uplifting aspects of their lives. My question was kind of like a gratitude prompt, even though I had never thought of it that way until I began reflecting on their responses. I've mentioned my little experiment to young missionaries. And one of the missionaries the other day, when I asked the missionary how he was doing, he answered, fine. Then he said, so aren't you going to ask me why? Made me chuckle. So I took his bait and I said, of course, tell me why you're doing so well. And he said, because right now I feel peace. Now, this is a young missionary who had some trouble with anxiety. He's had trouble feeling peace. And so this turned out to be a very meaningful, short response for him. He was telling me that the anxiety that had been troubling him was gone, and he was beginning to feel free from it. That peace was replacing the worries and troubles that he had been struggling with. So here's my invitation to you. I'm not recommending that you ask everyone why they are feeling fine when you greet them, but I am asking you personally to think about why you are doing well right now. And if you're not doing well right now, what would it take to feel good again? I had to do that when I had that rather bad day a week ago. And I had to say, okay, wait a minute. I've got to regroup here, recalibrate, reframe. I've got to say, what's going well in my life and why is it going so well? And then it really tells you what you are grateful for and how you can reflect on that more than the problems that we face. So I hope this is helpful, and I hope you have a very good week this week. See you next time.